With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. An Afghan national has been accused of shooting two West Virginia National Guard members just blocks from the White House in a brazen act of violence. During a morning press conference today, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, updated the condition of the victims.
These are dedicated service members who were performing their duties in service to our nation, and they are currently in critical condition. They have undergone surgery. We pray for their well-being as they continue to be cared for in the best possible way.
The Guard members had deployed to the nation's capital and were shot yesterday afternoon. The FBI director and Washington's mayor say the Guard members were hospitalized in critical condition. The suspect, who is in custody, also was shot and had wounds that were not believed to be life-threatening. FBI Director Kash Patel said investigators are still interviewing witnesses and gathering evidence.
The firearm and other materials have been sent to our Quantico laboratory already yesterday for immediate analysis. That work is ongoing. Partnering with the D.C. United States Attorney's Office, we have also executed multiple search warrants around the country to include the subject's last known residence, which is in the state of Washington.
President Trump said there's so much to be thankful for.
I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year.
The president is also grateful for the men and women wearing our nation's uniform.
We draw strength from the love of family and friends, and we express our undying gratitude for the men and the women of the United States Armed Forces. We love them.
He made his comments ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday at a White House event where he pardoned two turkeys. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. An NFL star promotes Samaritan Purse. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The league has a program called My Cause, My Cleats, which allows players to wear shoes that advertise the charity of their choice. Brock Purdy, the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, wore cleats promoting Samaritan's Purse during last weekend's game against the Panthers.
Franklin Graham, who heads the Giant Christian Relief Agency, posted on Facebook, "We are grateful that Brock chose to highlight our work." A Justice Department complaint against a federal judge who ruled in a transgender case has been dismissed. The Trump administration accused Judge Ana Reyes of hostile and egregious misconduct during hearings for a lawsuit challenging the president's ban on transgender troops serving in the military. Reyes was accused of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs. This is SRN News. The Dominican Republic says it will help the U.S. in its aggressive drug-fighting efforts in the Caribbean.
Senior U.S. officials have been touring the Caribbean to boost support for Washington's anti-drug trafficking Operation Southern Spear, which is said to be on the precipice of a new phase targeting Venezuela. It comes amid growing tensions between Washington and Caracas. The U.S. has amassed its largest military presence in the Caribbean since the 1989 invasion of Panama, including the world's biggest warship and 15,000 troops. At least 80 people have been killed by U.S. strikes on suspected drug smuggling vessels since early September, the majority off the Venezuelan coast.
Black Friday may no longer be the retail social of years past, but the event still has enough enthusiasts to make it the biggest single shopping day in the U.S. This year's traditional kickoff to the holiday shopping season comes as companies navigate an uncertain economic environment. More details, SRNnews.com.